Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Dot Beeson as we go on a tour of the cottages. All right, we've got Dot Beeson here, and I'm just coming into an entrance. Dot, where am I coming into, and where am I at?
You are at the cottages. You are in the Friesland Cottage. This is assisted living that we will be opening in the next 10 days. It will be home to about 21 Pella area people, and we're fortunate that we've got this new great building that will offer private apartments, but also offer that supportive environment of nursing staff and housekeeping and dining, and so it's a very inclusive living opportunity.
And I'm at one of the main entrances, or possibly the main entrance, but there's other entrances, I hear?
There will be other entrances. Right now, this is the main entrance to assisted living. We will have a main entrance to all of the cottages once those are opened up the middle of January. And then as we keep going forward, we will have households, and they will have private entrances. We're all about building homes, not complexes.
Very good. So if we can get a tour, it looks like if we just go a couple feet in, then all of a sudden we've got, is this a common area possibly?
This would be what I would call the living area. It's a nice place for residents and their families to gather. We have a fireplace here, so it can be nice and cozy, and it's right in the center of the household here.
So where else should we head next?
Well, we've got a couple of more common areas. We have a club room over here, and it's a space where residents can get together, play cards. They can reserve this space for their family members. Again, it's just living outside of your room and within all that Friesland has to offer.
Oh, very cool. This looks like it's got some opportunities for some entertainment. I see boards here. It looks like people can sit and relax, have a drink, and intermingle.
Yep, there's checkers incorporated into the tabletops. It's just a place to gather. We see activities occurring here. Just a fun place to gather with your friends.
Quick count, I see you can at least put 11 people in here, and that's just seated comfortably. Mm-hmm. Is that what you wanted, someplace where people could gather in groups or be on their own either way?
I think it's that, exactly. It's that combination. How do you want to use this extended area of your new home? And this provides a place for you to bring your grandkids and come play checkers with them, or invite your bridge club over to play bridge over here, or sit and visit and watch a little bit of TV. So it's a combination of things that we can do. The other exciting thing is that our residents that are moving in will help shape what these rooms are held for. It's going to be their home, and we want them to make it their home and help us with some of that development also.
All right, where are we headed to next?
Let's go to the family room now. Again, the family room is just a place where our residents can gather with their other residents that live here. We see activities occurring here. It's spaces that could be used with your family if you want to have them in to provide a little bit of privacy. I look at it as just enhancing our residents' living space, just to gather, to communicate, and to have fun with other people.
Well, again, a quick count gives me 10 people in here. So just between the last two rooms, that's 21 places people can relax, and you only have 21 people. And I'm sure we're not done yet, are we?
Nope, we're not done.
And what went into this room feels a little more vibrant. Did you try to pick it up a little bit because it's going to be a family room, or is it just, I don't know, it seems like it has bright colors.
I would say that is attributed to our interior designer who planned these spaces. We'll also have a computer over here with a large touch screen, so we'll be able to have families and residents access the internet on that. Our building is completely Wi-Fi, so people could bring in their iPads and show family members pictures, get on Facebook, and it's a nice way to extend that web out to our residents and hopefully have some people who might want to pick up getting on the internet.
All right, so we're here in the dining room, and normally when I come see you, it's Fairhaven East, and that's a great location, but this looks a lot different.
It just has a very open air feeling to it. Our architects were very mindful about having lots of natural light come into the area. It's spacious. It will be a great place for people to come have all of their meals. They could also invite family members or friends to come join them for a meal also. Again, it just feels very light and area. this summer when, or this spring when we've got everything up and running, we'll have a little terrace out area out there that people will be able to do some dining out there also. So again, thinking about expanding the spaces so that we can offer as much possible to our residents that are calling a Friesland home.
It just keeps sticking with me, the numbers. So you got 21 residents. I see seating for 24, plus you're going to put some room outside. So I know in conversations with you, not everyone eats at the same time, and that's something that people are going to have a little more flexibility here with that, right? And even if they all eat at the same time, there's still plenty of room.
There is plenty of room, and part of what we pride ourselves in is offering lots of choices to our residents. We'll be offering a couple of entree choices. There'll be soups and sandwiches, and that will be new to some of the people that are moving in. And I think they really will enjoy having additional options available to them.
So where should we head next?
Sure, let's go look at an apartment. So we're going to walk into a one-bedroom apartment. As you can see, it has a spacious living room. Off of the living room, there is a small kitchenette that comes with a and your apartment would come with a refrigerator and a microwave. We do provide all the meals for our residents in assisted living, but you think about snacks or maybe you want to have just something in your room, so it provides that flexibility.
Got to have room for chips and Oreos.
There you go. And ice cream.
I was going to say ice cream too. I was going to say that as well. Okay, so then not only, it's not like they're just crammed into this area. They've got a lot of space and it looks like there's a bedroom as well.
Right. I think the other thing that's interesting to look at these apartments, they've got probably 9+ foot ceilings. So it just provides a very large, spacious area. Good windows for light to come into your living room. We also have a nice bedroom over here. The bedrooms, most of our bedrooms have a walk-in closet, which will provide great space for our residents to store things that they want to keep close to them. The bathroom is right off of the bedroom, which I think will be a great benefit to our residents. And it's a very spacious bathroom. It's got beautiful cabinets in there, so there's plenty of storage, and all the showers are easy access, and they have a seat that would fold down if somebody would need that while they're showering. So it's just really fully equipped and ready to go. All the bathrooms have a natural nightlight in them. So again, just thinking about our residents' safety, just putting that at the forefront.
All right, Dot, so we've seen the whole place. It's very nice, as we mentioned. It's hard to tell if this is for seniors or people of my age, and I'm in my 30s. So wrap this all up for us. Why should the community be excited that the cottage is finally opening?
Well, I think the city of Pella and our residents need to be excited about this new option that will be available here. Also, with the extension of the households that will be coming on board, it will be a great place for older adults to live and really live life to their fullest. We're all about health and wellness, and that's what we talk about every day. How can we help our residents live life to their fullest? What are we doing to help support that? How can we help them stay as active as possible? And that's really what we're building here, something a little bit different, that it is a place for older adults, and yes, we will take care of them where they need, but we also encourage so that they stay as healthy and as vibrant as possible.
And comfortable as well, right?
Comfortable too, you're right.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Special thanks again going out to my guest Dot Beeson for giving me a tour of the brand new cottages. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.